Hey, Tanner.
Hey.
Have you ever seen Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island?
Let's reel that in.
All the way.
All the way in. We're zooming in. Hey.
It into the water.
You know what I love about being in the... And I don't have to talk today. You know what I love about not reading off this today? I get to move around, so I'll be right back.
Where do you think you're going? This is a two-man podcast. I don't need them. I'm going to set a summary on my laptop on my own and just start it on my own. He's literally, like, making food right now in the kitchen. All right, so the movie we're watching is... our movie we watched was Scooby-Doo, and I started the timer. So this movie starts with Scooby-Doo and the gang.
I got popcorn.
You got popcorn. Scooby-Doo and the gang solving mysteries, and they're just kind of over going to all these scary places and it all being fake at the end of the day. You know, they want something real. So they jump 2 years later. Daphne is a news anchor, I think, or what would be a modern-day influencer, somebody who goes across the country looking for real haunted houses. Are you going to chew into the microphone the entire time?
We didn't do the drink.
The timer's already going. Can you pour the drinks real quick, and then I'll keep the timer going, and it'll give me less time to finish it?
You going to go?
Where's the drink?
Keep going.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So the gang gets together because they're like, we're going to look for actual, legit, real haunted places, okay? Diet Mountain Dew, guys. Diet Mountain Dew. He's going to pour it right now. And then so they end up looking different places. Still all fake. Then they go to Zombie Island, or what's been named Zombie Island. And they go to this plantation because this lady's like, yeah, my place is haunted. You guys looking for something haunted? Come look at my place. So they go there, and it's a beautiful place. Huge open field, beautifully structured house until Get Out is carved on the wall. And Fred grabs the camera and records it, and Daphne's like, look at this here. It really is haunted. And they zoom in, and they find an old pirate captain carving it into the wall. An old ghost pirate captain carving, get out of here, beware, into the wall. And Scooby-Doo and Shaggy are there. Like, they're freaking out. They're like, whoa, oh, by the way, Scooby-Doo and Shaggy worked at an airport for a little bit just because they were trying to just pass time. And also they would confiscate all food contraband and eat it. They call it contraband.
Looks like I am right now.
You are eating spicy popcorn. And then what happens? Oh, back in the island. Yeah, and then so Scooby and Shaggy start looking around, and they fall into this pit, and they try to crawl out of the pit, and they pull on a root. I have 2 minutes and 45 seconds left. And out of the root pops a skeleton hand. Lightning comes from the sky and strikes the hand, and it comes to life as a pirate zombie raised from the dead once again. Terrifying stuff. They're trapped in the pit. They can't get out. But then they get out.
How much time do you have?
2:27. And then they start getting chased around, running around Zombie Island. There's a dude on a ferry boat who's like, you're not leaving yet. Well, you just got here. Why are you leaving? Then there's a gardener who's kind of sketchy, and Velma suspects is the one behind all of this. And there's a lot of running around for the rest of the movie until nightfall. When they scout it, they're like, you know what? We found out that these zombies are real. They're not fake. They're not people in masks. They're not animatronic. This is real. This is what we've been looking for. We're going to get it on camera. Daphne gets it on camera, but the camera sinks in quicksand. All of the, what do they call that? Evidence of real supernatural activity.
Zombie Island.
On Zombie Island is gone, okay? So then they start running again. And the lady who invited them there is with her mother. And she's like, the zombies are coming. Come get in this deep, dark cave with us and we'll hide from them. Get in the cave. Boom. Find out they are cat women.
What?
And they have voodoo dolls of the Scooby-Doo gang. And they start throwing them on the walls and tying them up. And then they transform into cat women.
What?
Before their very eyes. And they're like, wow. You know, they're kind of just like that. And then the moon comes out, and turns out they're werecats. They're women werecats. The double C's, all right? WWCs, the women wear cats, are real. I have 50 seconds left, and I'm at the end of the movie, so I'm kind of stalling a little bit. But Velma's like, why do you guys do this? And we get a super dark backstory that these cat people are actually 200 years old, who lived on the island peacefully with their family, and these pirates came and drove them all into the water, except the two cat ladies, and alligators ate their entire family and their entire village and everybody on the island. Okay? 20 seconds left. So then the cat woman went to their cat god and said, give us the ability to get revenge on these freaking zombies. And so the cat god made them into cat people, and they were able to kill the zombies, make them ghosts, stay on the islands. But Scooby-Doo and the gang, through some shenanigans, knock over the thing, and then the, oh my gosh, I'm out of time. Tanner, that's the first time in history on this show that I ran out of time. I had so much time. I was so confident. What happened?
I ate popcorn the whole time.
You did. Was it spicy?
Hey, here, I'll pause you real quick.
Okay.
Welcome to Reel It In, because we didn't get to that. Also,
you walked away from your microphone.
I was coming back.
What did you want me to do? I don't know how long you're going
to
be gone.
Stall. I wanted to see what you would do.
Well, you saw what I did. I got
it. That was really hot popcorn. We got tacky flavored popcorn. Okay, listen, dude. I got drinks today. I got Diet Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew.
Not bad. Not too bad.
Tastes a lot better than kombucha.
Last week's episode sucked with that kombucha. I literally didn't even finish the drink. I literally had two sips, and I think I was like,
and I know I didn't finish the summary, but
this episode is off the rails, dude. Gosh dang it.
How did the movie end? Genuinely, how did the movie end?
They left. They left the island.
There's the moon clock that was like, as long as the shadow of the moon is on the sliver of the cat, then they have that time to what? Get their souls? Get the Scooby-Doo gang's mystery
to get
ink.
The souls from Scooby the mystery gang. Yeah, but they
so
did,
that they
can
live longer. Because it was a part of their plan to, like, bring people onto the island every year or so to replenish their strength.
I guess.
And then the time passed, and they shriveled up into skeletons. Yeah, everybody shriveled up into skeletons, and the zombies were freed. Their spirits were freed, and they went, you know, to rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Do you have a layout?
And then they got on the ferry boat. Yeah,
what?
And then they left.
Okay, so.
But the cats had glowing eyes. There was cats on the boat at the end of the movie, and they all had glowing eyes like the cat
ladies
did.
Save this for then and now. Tell me who directed this movie.
All right, so who directed this movie? His name is Jim Stenstrom.
All right.
And get this. His only other directing credits are the four other Scooby-Doo movies he made from the years of 1998 to 2001. He made four Scooby-Doo movies.
When was this movie made?
1998. This was the first one. Starting off with a bang, dude. It was. Let me find him real quick.
So, what's the movie rated?
It's not rated.
Exactly.
It's not rated.
Here's my issue again.
Here we go, Tanner. The coaster stuck to the bottom of my mind.
Let's recall season one where we talked about Drake, Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh. What was that rated? Not a movie, by the way. That's a TV movie.
I can't believe that you will use the word movie in your definition of explaining why it's not a movie.
Because this isn't a film. This is an hour-long special of Scooby.
Film.
This is an hour-long special of Scooby-Doo.
I think that
this is considered film. NR, not rated. It seems pretty sketch to me. Your parents raised you wrong. Here's the problem. A movie is supposed to have a rating. Let's walk through it, people.
Tanner, shut up. What would you rate this movie? What would you rate this movie?
G.
No, PG. You rate this movie G?
G. Sorry. G, PG, PG-13, and R. Those are the ratings for a movie. This is no rating.
And
this is no rating, meaning therefore no movie.
You don't even know the rating scale. You don't even know how the far it goes. It goes NC-17.
Okay. I'm talking about theatrical
releases.
Theatrical releases is what I'm talking about.
There are NC-17 movies that play in the theaters, okay, buddy?
Are there any NR movies playing? Not rated?
Not right now, but the new Marilyn Monroe movie. Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Speaking way too fast. The new Marilyn Monroe movie coming out on Netflix will be NC-17.
You said it wrong a second time.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
The new Marilyn Monroe movie called Blonde coming out on Netflix will be NC-17.
It's not Netflix. I'm talking about theatrical release.
I'm just saying the movies are still put out. They're still made.
So are TV shows. Here's the problem. Do we want to get into this? There's no rating for this freaking movie. Call it a movie if you want. Ben doesn't know. Ben doesn't write. Ben doesn't commit to this.
Listen. He brings out all this pizzazz during the podcast. But when we were picking these movies, Tanner's criteria was, does it have a score on Rotten Tomatoes? And this movie does.
Okay, I did see that.
So we decided then and there that this was a legit movie that we could review. Because Drinking Josh
had no rating, right?
Does not have a review on Rotten Tomatoes, I don't think.
I feel a little better. I need to let you know that. I feel a little better now.
So Tanner's criteria for a movie is whether or not it has a score on Rotten Tomatoes. I rest my case.
It's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing.
So Jim Stenstrom directed four Scooby-Doo movies from the years of 1998 to 2001.
Okay.
That's all he did. Pretty cool.
Did he die in 2001?
I have no idea what he did, but that's all that I could find of him.
He stopped making movies in September of that year.
Oh. Oh. He was at a meeting.
Oh my god.
So another fun fact. Actually just like an actual fact, you brought this up, but all food in cartoon movies just looks so good.
Oh man.
So much better than they could ever look in real life. All right.
This
watching
popcorn
Shaggy
sucks
and Scooby Doo
compared to the sandwiches in that movie.
Watching Shaggy and Scooby Doo chow down on a foot long just really makes me. I got Jimmy John's.
We take
I was
Jimmy
watching
John's.
That
That's
and I
really...
ordered Jimmy John's to finish off the movie. And then
it wasn't. I bet it wasn't even as good as it.
It wasn't. It really wasn't.
See what I mean?
But something kind of cool about this movie.
Yeah. Oh wait, can I add one quick thing?
Yeah.
Did you ever play the What channel was Lilo and Stitch on? Was it Disney Channel or Nickelodeon? I think it was Disney, wasn't it?
That was Disney, yeah.
Do you remember there was a...
Disney XD?
No, but there was a Disney Channel game where you were one of the aliens, and you got to make a sandwich, and you would walk... It would be like one of those, like, you walk...
The olive speared into the sandwich?
Yes, but you would walk, and it would be like... There'd be, like, lettuce falling down, and then over here, turkey, and then tomato, and you would have to walk and create your sandwich, and then at the end was the olive bread at the top. That looked good. That looked good, and that was a game.
Mm.
Jimmy John's didn't look anything like that.
Nah,
I just wanted to add that.
There
I don't
was,
know
like,
if you remember
that
game or not.
All-purpose sandwich, pretty much. But...
I don't know if you remember that game or not.
A fun fact. This movie actually marks the first time that Mystery Inc. had ever faced a real supernatural threat in all the TV shows, in any movie it ever made. This was the first time that they faced something that was actually legit supernatural and didn't turn out to be fake.
Interesting.
How cool is that?
That is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I will add, too, that this movie, I mean, because last season we watched the live-action one. And I'll also say this, too. Did you grow up watching, like, the cartoons, the movies, all
Dude,
that?
Dude, Scooby-Doo. Was my life growing up.
I think you said that last season, too.
I had a Scooby-Doo blanket that I called my doobie before I even know what doobie
this
meant.
This is coming back really deja vu. Like, I don't know why I asked that question if I knew the answer.
This
is, yeah. So, here's my problem. I didn't watch any of the cartoons at all. The only Scooby-Doo knowledge that I have is I know what the cartoons look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the theme song. I know the prevalence of every episode.
Got you.
For lack of a better word, I don't know. But and the live action movie, I know. Like the back of my hand, I know both of them.
Yeah.
So
good sip.
Thanks. So here's why it was hard for me to watch this movie is because I haven't seen those. That's why I was like, man, the live action's so much better, like in my mind. Because
than this?
Honestly, there's way more like depth. This was kind of very, like, well, it felt very scripted. And which, I mean, given, it's a cartoon, but, like, it didn't feel, I wasn't engaged with it as well.
We got to think about it. This movie was made in 1993. It's a cartoon, very much made for kids.
Right.
The live-action Scooby-Doo movie, and I won't get into this too much, because if you want to hear more about this, just watch our episode from last season. That started out as a rated R movie.
Right. I knew that.
That movie wasn't necessarily made for kids. It was for adults who had grown up watching Scooby-Doo and wanted to see what the gang was up to after they had kind of grown out of that childish stage in their life.
So my then is, I never seen this. My now...
The amount of times Tanner said my then, never seen the movie. My now is just, it's like...
Because he picks movies I don't necessarily
he
like.
He agrees to them. He agrees to them and then plays the victim. Okay.
The victim? Listen, here we go. Okay, so here's the thing. This movie had a lot of the characteristics from the live-action one. That's what I noticed, too.
Okay.
They part ways for a little bit. For no reason, I should add. There's no reason. They didn't even explain why they parted ways.
Because they were over it.
Doesn't matter.
They
explained it. There was the whole hot sauce thing. I don't know if that's a regular theme in the show or not.
They eat a lot.
They
eat.
So, and,
I thought that too.
And like, going to an island, spooky island, zombie island.
Yeah.
There's a lot of characteristics that match this, and I thought that was pretty cool.
I kind of forgot that they were on an island for this movie.
I don't know why they named this zombie island. There's only zombies for maybe 3 minutes of the movie.
Nah, bro. There's like the whole thing about this movie is zombies until the very end. The first ghoul you see in the movie is a pirate zombie chasing the Get Out on the wall.
That was just a ghost to me.
I guess that was a ghost.
Yeah.
But then, no, the zombie in the pit. And then they're, like, being chased
by them
40 forever.
Minutes into the movie.
Okay. Well.
Anyway, go on.
And
that was my then and now. I thought the movie was okay.
My then. It's going to be a lot better than Tanner's. I remember begging my parents to let me watch this movie as a kid. Because I love Scooby-Doo. They're like, I don't know. It looks kind of scary. You think my parents didn't care about what I watched? They cared a lot about what I watched.
They let you watch this anyway.
They let me watch it anyway because I asked a lot.
Great parenting.
And I remember getting the movie, staring at the... I thought of a terrible joke.
What?
I'm not going to say it.
Good, because we know Ben is inappropriate.
No,
everyone say... Ben is inappropriate. Can we have, like, here, actually.
It wasn't.
Main camera, hold on, main camera right here. Hey, look at us right here. Pan over to. I was going to say
at least mine are still together.
When we pan. Whoa.
That's the joke I was going to make.
That's a good joke.
Okay.
Here's what I was going to say.
Okay.
The next, in a few seconds, I'm going to have you pan over to Ben's shot. And when it gets to Ben's shot, it's going to say the word inappropriate on the bottom. Ready? 3, 2, 1. And we're back to the center cam. Okay, continue.
I remember staring at the cover of this movie for literally hours. I think I looked at the cover longer than I watched the actual movie.
Oh my god!
Because I don't think I watched this one a lot because I was so scared of it. But I was like staring at the covers, like admiring it, like whoa! I can't believe I'm holding this right now. Mm-hmm. Like the little icon of like the zombie in the top corner. Scooby-Doo gang running away from the house in the woods. Dude, like, what are you doing? I loved it. I'm describing the cover of this movie, okay? Anyway, I watched this movie, and it scared the poop out of me, okay?
Okay.
There were several scenes that I'll get to in the traumatizing scale that really freaked me out. Really freaked me out. You just put your whole face in the bowl. I was going to ask for one, but now I don't want one. Oh, crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
That's very crunchy.
Go on.
Okay. Let me see where it was. Yeah, the zombies.
Yeah.
The werewomen. And this was the first movie that I saw that actually had the first person kind of scenes in it. Like, remember when like we were watching Fred record what Daphne was saying? And like it was from the perspective of it. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I was like 5 years old. I'm like, I can't believe this is film. This is cinema. Fred, we're at the Fred POV right now. Okay. yeah, that. And then, okay, so now I forgot about the bit, the recurring bit where Velma would throw Shaggy a Scooby snack, and then Scooby would jump in front and eat it. Like, that happens all the time. Forgot about that. That happened in this movie. And then, like, Scooby and Shaggy will be the first person to see the ghost. Yep. And then the gang will be like, what happened? And Scooby will, like, start acting like the creature as Shaggy explains.
Oh,
like,
and Shaggy and Scooby saved a day at the end, too.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Like the There's a formula. There's a formula to all of this. Stop eating popcorn like that. Your face is going
into
the bowl.
I'm hungry.
Okay. I'm going to sound a little prestigious for a second. Okay. I'm going to read it off my laptop.
Prestigious.
Verbatim. Just so I don't feel bad. I really appreciate the art style. Much like I appreciated the animation style in Iron Giant. This style is very different, don't get me wrong, but the overall style of the movie is such it's a time capsule, Tanner, right? This movie is a time capsule for the animation style of the time. Your bottom lip, like, hangs so far down below the bottom of the bowl. The animation, the voice acting, it kind of felt like an anime in some weird ways. Just kind of like the style of it. Yeah. And I thought it was cool how the haunted house didn't look like a haunted house. It looked like a really cool house that you want to live in. There's a lot of artistic things about this movie that I really appreciate. Crunch, 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 crunch. What's your now, Tanner?
Well, I gave my now. I just feel like...
Is it popcorn hot?
Yeah.
You need a sip of your drink?
I'm...
You're sweating a little bit there. You're red in the cheeks. Are you crying?
No.
Down the hatch.
So...
I also just said we need to go quicker in this episode, and Tanner's doing a whole bit
Sorry.
Right now.
Sorry. The movie was good. The movie was okay. I just...
such a...
What?
That was such a moist face wipe. I heard that from over here. He just goes... like nothing. Anyway, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No,
keep
you're
going.
Good. I'm sorry, too.
What's your now? I forgive
I'm
you, bro.
Sweating like crazy.
You kept eating it, too.
I still have more. So.
Oh, you're like Scooby-Doo right now. You're like Shaggy.
Oh, the peppers.
I ate a habanero pepper as a child and threw up three times. I thought because this pepper was shiny, it wouldn't be spicy.
The story moves so slow. The story moves so slow. I was so bored of it. By the time the action came, you saw who it was from the beginning.
You
knew it was them.
It was going to be the Catwoman?
I knew it was them. It was way too obvious because it's not going to be the creepy guy digging holes in the yard. It's not going to be the guy who had the pig at... Was it a pig?
Yeah.
It's not going to be him.
The hog.
It's not going to be the obvious people. It's like, obviously, it's the nice people. Oh, God. So, that's I was like, ugh. So, I'm like, bummer. But, I don't
know. But
then
there's another twist that they were freaking cat people, Tanner.
Yeah, I didn't know that part. I expected, here's the thing. When I heard, every time, I brought it up to people. I was like, oh, I'm watching Scooby-Doo Zombie Island for Reel It In this week. To friends and stuff. And everyone's like, oh, classic. Oh,
yes.
So good. I was working out with my buddy today. He's like, dude. It's a great movie. It's not. It's
movie.
Not because it's like, it's, and I think maybe that's why it's hard for me to watch it because I haven't seen the cartoon. I don't know what the cartoon was like. I heard, are they like 30-minute episodes or something?
Yeah.
So I think this was different because I was like, this is just a cartoon. Like, this is just like, it feels like a longer episode of Scooby-Doo
it
from
does.
What I would gather. So to me, I was like, not anything special. Like, no offense. Like, not anything special.
You know what's crazy?
What?
There are episodes of television longer than this movie.
There are what?
There are episodes of television, just in general.
Yeah.
That are longer than this movie.
Do you think this movie was aired on TV?
I don't know, because it was 1998, so I don't think it was. I think it was like a...
Give me a break.
I don't think it was on TV. I think it was like a direct, like a VOD. not a VOD, I'm sorry, like a direct-to-video.
Freddy's POV.
Freddy's POV. Stop eating the popcorn like that.
I'm hungry.
Quotes.
Quotes.
No one brings contraband food into our country with us on the job.
Is that Shaggy?
That's Shaggy. That's a great quote to start out the movie.
Oh,
and then
my
second quote, shut up. My second quote is like 2 minutes after that scene. It's when the airport security guard says, "You're a couple of gonzolas. You're fired." It was good. It was good.
It was good.
And then the last quote I have on here is, "We looked to our cat god for a bountiful harvest." That was a good line. Good delivery.
Wow. Who said that one?
Your mom.
My parents are divorced, dude.
This movie has an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
88%.
Oh, my God. No.
88%.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's great. But you know what I need to say?
It's so boring. It's so normal.
You know what I need to say, just to put it out there for our viewers to hear and see and listen and know and understand and care about?
God, pick one. What?
Our opinions can differ, and that's okay.
Yes.
And that's okay.
I have a more sophisticated
palate. Give each other crap. Shut up. We give each other crap because we don't like the same things a lot. We like Marvel.
He literally picked this movie to spite me.
No. The only time I did that
was last week's episode. You said this.
Was Pooh's Heffalump Adventure. No, I choose movies that I don't think you'd otherwise watch. Not movies I don't think you're not going
to
like.
Don't do that. Pick movies that are true to you. If it's your favorite movie as a kid,
I love Sleepy Hollow. It freaked me out as a kid.
What about this one?
This one, I told you how much I love this movie. Movie gets 100%.
Is that your Totten Tomatoes?
100%.
Is it your Totten Tomatoes?
100%.
Are you for real?
For the bit? 100%. This is the best movie that we have watched on the Reel It In podcast. You see Iron Giant? More like...
Don't do it.
Hey.
More like...
I printed out a freaking trophy for that movie.
More like Poo Poo Giant. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me.
You give this movie 100%?
I think I'll give it an 85.
Okay. Thank God.
I think I'll give it 85 peppers out of 85 peppers.
I give this movie a 60.
60%?
No, 59. I went lower. 59. I went lower.
So this is by the Rotten Tomatoes standards, this is a bad movie.
Traumatizing scale.
4.
0.5. Just 0.5. The scene of the alligators eating the people, hilarious but traumatizing. What were you saying?
I'm talking about as a kid, not now. Think of Tanner as a child.
I didn't watch this movie as a kid.
Can you imagine? Can you use your brain?
I literally give you the traumatizing. You never said that the traumatizing scale is for when I was a kid.
You think I'm scared of the freaking werewolf cats 4 out of 5 right now? I'm talking about when I was 5 years old watching this movie, seeing a woman transform into a feline.
Yeah, well, I was 25 when I saw it, so
scared 0.5. the Jesus out of me.
0.5.
Okay.
What else is on your spiel? I'm tired of this.
Next week, we're watching...
Casper. Keep it real. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be angry, but this dude almost gave it 100%. This is not even a real movie... This is a cartoon. This is a cartoon. This is
cartoons can't be real.
This
movies.
Is a long episode of Scooby Doo.
What about the Spider-Verse?
That's
what
animated.
What about Iron Giant?
That's animated.
Yeah, it's a real movie. What about Coraline?
Animated. About... You're not helping your case here. You have
I'm
a cartoon.
Saying that these are all
We're watching
real.
A cartoon.
I'm saying it's a movie about our favorite childhood movies. Yeah, I chose a couple of cartoons. What of it? You can follow my Instagram at LaCroixBoyBen, and you can follow us on Instagram at real.in.it.podcast. And Tanner, what do you got?
You can follow me at Tanner Reckledge, and you can listen to Talk Time with Tandrew because we won't argue about dumb movies because Andrew and I have a sophisticated palate. And you can follow real.it.n.podcast for other bull crap like this. And you can listen to North Carolina. It came out like 10 months ago.
It came out like 10 years ago.
It came out like 10 months ago.
Let's keep it real.